8 seconds. Welcome to The Ugly Truth. Poor J-Lo.
We started to talk about it, but yeah, I was just going to say they've been dragging J-Lo through it.
Because of her horrible documentary.
Yeah. She really didn't need to do that. I haven't watched it, by the way. Did you watch it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I have no interest.
I didn't need to watch it.
But I don't need yet another tribute to her relationships.
Honestly,
So many. Like, come on, Jen. We get it. Well, we get it. You love weddings. Enough.
Right. I think she is teetering on overexposure. I think she should maybe chill out a little bit.
She just flew too close to the sun, Stephanie. Jamie. She just thought she could continue doing this trajectory. And Ben's just like, okay, well, here we go again.
I mean, we all want to know
many weddings.
How their relationship is.
That this isn't the way.
I mean, no, not in that way.
An interview.
In reality, I'm thinking to myself, like, if she is this high maintenance and all the things that she's been, like, how does he deal with that? Like, there must be something within that we don't know, obviously, in their private life, because why?
All I know is that J-Lo needs an UGG in her ear occasionally.
Well, she's best friends with Leah Remini.
Yeah, well, Leah doesn't say no, apparently. Wow. Because, I mean, this was a lot of, it was $20 million.
What?
That's how much it cost to bank this thing.
Did she make it herself?
Yeah, she funded it, did everything herself, all of it. And I'm like, this is fine, but it's such a jumbled, chaotic thing.
Yeah.
And all I hope is that someday we'll look at it and go, it wasn't that bad, but it's pretty bad.
Well, she, like I said, I hope that this is a humbling experience for her.
I'm with you.
I think she would be wise to, I think she's one of those people that probably doesn't listen to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And she's like, I know best. Look what I've done. Like, look at my success. So I don't need anyone to tell me what to do.
I think the one thing, and you and I both kind of were looking at this, is that she's trying really hard to get back to her quote unquote roots.
Stop it. Please. That's what's pissing everybody off.
Yes. It's like, just admit that you were privileged, and that yes, you lived in the Bronx for like 3 minutes.
Yeah,
I mean, we saw your house. That ain't the Bronx. That's not the projects, girl.
Right.
That was the suburbs. They don't even know who you are.
I can't with the bodega.
Oh,
I mean,
my God,
the memes,
Stephanie.
And the TikToks with the bodegas,
a ham and cheese on a roll,
and an orange drink. If you know, you know.
No one. No, Jennifer. No, no, we don't.
I had to figure out what that was.
Yes.
And real people from the Bronx. They know what it is.
They're like,
and that they're the ones that are really mad.
Oh, they are dragging her hard.
Because they're like, she doesn't even talk right. She doesn't even say right. Like, the things she's saying, it's ridiculous.
They're like, what's it? What? Fanta?
Yeah. So I have been educated a lot on what a bodega is and what you know, what they're about, which has been, I've enjoyed that.
I do too.
Because I was like, what's that? What is it?
I mean, I want to go to a bodega.
I want to go to a bodega too, but we would be so out of place in one.
No, we wouldn't. We just walk in and just start buying shit and be like, yeah. Hola.
I know, right?
Donde esta su gato?
This is what my friends think of me all the time. They're constantly shaking their head at me like,
what?
I mean, this is how I am.
I know.
This is how we are.
Whatever. Okay, please tell me you... I can't watch it, but have you watched any of that horrific documentary about the Nickelodeon nightmare?
No,
Stephanie,
I haven't.
I don't have the stomach for it.
I can't with it, honestly.
My daughter, she goes, Mom, are you watching Behind the Set or whatever it's called? Behind the Scenes, whatever.
Behind the Set.
And I said, no. And she goes, Mom, you have to. It's just like ruining her childhood.
I can't watch it.
And I said,
I've had enough of that in my life.
I told Kenzie, I don't have the stomach for this. No. I know this happens.
Yeah.
I lived through all the actresses that I absolutely loved being raped by Epstein. Like, Weinstein.
Weinstein.
Epstein. I know about that one too. How much more can I take?
Yeah. I mean,
I don't want to do it. I'm like, no, I don't want to. I know. And obviously NDAs have been dropping clearly.
Yeah.
You know, Puffy.
Oh my God. Everybody, I mean, that is some shit. Now, if even half the shit that is rumored to be true
or
true,
R. Kelly.
The man belongs in prison.
He will go to prison.
I always give people the benefit of the doubt. I'm like, you know what? We don't know. You know, it's
you mean
media.
Like how he got on a plane and went to West Africa?
I mean,
because they don't extradite there. Sure, whatever. I mean, he's innocent.
Jamie, I'm just saying, like, there's some people who are going to say, you don't know what's waiting to happen. And I'm like, you know what? I have been proven wrong before.
Tell you what. So I have J-Lo's redemption story.
Oh, good. What is it? Because she can't make another wedding movie.
She needs to do an in-depth interview about her relationship with Puff.
Yeah, that would work. I mean, I don't think she ever would, because I think she was involved in some shady shit back then.
I think she was I think she's terrified to say anything.
Well, a lot of people apparently are.
Well, not only that, but if you think about it, he's the reason she has a music career.
Well, he's the reason for a lot of things.
I know.
Puffy is her Kanye West to Kim.
Yes.
He introduced her to a lot of high, powerful people. Yeah. Right.
She was just doing, although she had a movie career, which I thought was really good.
She did. When I was watching,
I wish she had stayed doing that.
She had just done Selena when they met.
Everybody said the reason she wanted a movie career is she thought she could be Selena.
Well, no.
She can't be Selena.
No, I think she kind of morphed her wants into what was working for her.
Absolutely.
And Godspeed to her. You know what I mean? She's done incredible. She's extremely wealthy. And she's got a lot of success. But
Puff Daddy.
But he did.
Diddy.
Yeah.
I don't even know Puff Diddy. I don't know what he goes by anymore.
Well, he's changed his name. He's like Prince times. And like all these people who keep changing their names. Diddy.
P. Diddy. I
Puffy
am.
Combs.
I'm so curious about what's going to happen with that, and all the people that are going to come out and say something.
Well, once he gets indicted or charges are officially filed against him, we'll all know what he's being accused of. I don't like any of the sex trafficking shit that I'm hearing about. If any of that's true, I'm like, throw him in jail.
Go away.
Yeah.
Daryl and I were talking about it because I'm like, dude, have you heard about this? I mean, do you know how many people he's like made famous?
Yeah.
Like so many people.
Yeah, for sure.
Justin Bieber. I mean, sure, like so many people.
Well, there's rumors going around that he had some sexual thing going on with Justin Bieber when he was young. And I'm like, ew, is he a pedophile?
He apparently could be potentially.
Is he gay?
Yes, that's the rumor.
Because that's what I keep hearing. And I'm like, yes.
And a lot of people are saying, like, and of course 50 Cent is having a field day because he hates him.
Of course.
And he said, we were friends for like a minute. He's like, let me take you shopping. And he's like, no, you will not be taking me shopping. Did he?
Oh.
Like, no. What? No.
Yeah.
And apparently that means something. I don't know what that means.
Well, they groom you. They want to buy you things. Like, I can give you everything.
Yes. And Cat Williams.
He was the one I was watching.
God bless
Cat Williams. Yeah, I was watching
I have loved that
him.
Man for so long. He is a true threat. People think he's crazy. He's not crazy.
No, he's not crazy.
No.
He shouldn't get drunk, but.
Yeah.
He's done some really stupid things.
He has. You're correct. Here in our hometown, actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But he says the truth.
He is funny. Well, he's a comedian, you know?
Yeah, but he also is like, this is the year where the truth will come out. And I'm like, he ain't wrong so far. And it's only March.
So true.
Like, seriously, man. Anyway.
It's been an interesting twist of events this last week or two with
all of these details of all these things. I'm like, I don't have the, and I've been saying this a lot lately, and I'm like, I don't have the bandwidth for it.
I don't need to get into it knee deep. I'm fine with watching it on the surface and kind of seeing what's happening, but I really am not going to delve all into it. It's too much for
me. And the general consensus is, they all said it. No one believed or cared.
Yeah.
You know, Amanda Bynes, Jamie Lynn Spears, Corey Haim, Corey Feldman, they all said it. We all knew, and no one did boo about it.
I know.
I blame the parents.
Yeah.
First and foremost, for allowing their children to be victimized for the sake of fame.
For money.
And money. And, you know, there's something to be said about Ariana Grande being a little wacko.
Yeah.
That this might have a lot to do with it. I guess that one guy was really into her, and I don't know.
What guy?
The main guy that's been accused, Josh Peck or whatever. Dan Schneider.
Yeah, yeah.
He's being the main, he's
Got
considered,
it.
He's
I
also.
I forgot she was a Disney
Yes,
kid.
And there's also discussion that Jamie Lynn Spears' child is his.
Ew.
And that she was 16 when she got pregnant.
Yeah, I believe it.
You know, they're showing the comparisons to the quote-unquote dad versus Dan Schneider, and it's kind of clear that maybe that's...
Could be.
Yeah. Anyway, with all that being said, I believe all these people. I believe that they were absolutely victimized.
Yeah, me too.
And I don't know what to do about it.
Well, I don't...
Other than go, I believe them.
I'm glad they're getting their pound of flesh in the media. Because that's really all they're ever going to get. I mean, even if these people go to jail, if you're the victim of something like this, nothing is ever enough.
I know.
It will never go away. And nothing they ever do to them will ever make you whole again.
Yes.
But... What's changed though is that these quote unquote shocking stories are not so shocking anymore.
No, and
nobody's surprised or shocked.
So sad.
It's just like a normal thing. Like of course this happens all the time.
I've seen a few interviews, like the guy that was in Malcolm in the Middle, the main guy, Frankie Muniz, who's a very successful adult. He's a real estate empire.
Yeah.
He was interviewed saying, "I will never let my children be in show business ever. Never.
I wouldn't either."
He goes, "I was very fortunate. I was protected by a lot of the adult actors, my parents." Like, he was really, like, they did it the right way with him.
Yeah.
He's like, "But it would take an act of God for me to ever, I would never do it."
Well, I mean, it's
too dangerous.
Most of us, even though our kids aren't necessarily going to be famous, I'm that protective all the time just by regular people.
And what they say is that, I trust
no one.
They know who to pick.
Yeah, of course they do.
They look at the parents.
Yeah,
and they absolutely go, "Oh, that she's a fame whore. We can take advantage.
She'll do
of
anything,
them.
Yeah. And she won't stop anybody from doing anything. And we'll convince her that we'll take care of him. He's fine. We're going to take him to this party, and we're going to meet these people. And
I can't
even imagine.
And then I have something to tell you after this, but here's the final story on this. How long this has been going on? Shirley Temple and her mother were Fox actors. She worked for Fox,
mm-hmm.
and MGM wanted her. And so she had a meeting with MGM, her and her mom. They went to the MGM studios to meet with MGM bigwigs. And she said the names. I don't know who the names are. She goes, "But we get there and they separated me and my mother. My mom went to one office and I went to another office. I was 12. Immediately he got naked. The man got naked in front of her. And she's like, she goes, "I started laughing because I had never seen a naked body other than my own.
Right.
So I didn't know how to respond. So I started laughing and he was furious. So he got dressed and I was escorted out. And so my mom comes out and we hold hands. We're leaving the studio. And this is Shirley Temple."
Yeah.
And this was like, what, the 40s?
Uh-huh, at least.
They're holding hands and she goes, "Mom, I have something to tell you." And she said, "What?" She goes, "Well, this happened." And she started laughing.
The mom?
The mom started laughing. She goes, "It happened to me too." They both disrobed in front of them.
For God's sakes.
And both, you know, I don't know what the mother did. I would have been like, "I don't know what you think you're going to do." But I mean, she goes, "Well, I started laughing." She goes, she's like, "Needless to say, we never worked for MGM."
Yeah.
And I'm like, this has been going on since the dawn of time.
Yeah, it's just a thing. It's part of their.
And it's disgusting you know why? Because there's always someone who will allow it.
I know.
There's always somebody who will go, it's worth it because I'll be famous.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll be rich.
Yep.
I'm not trailer trash anymore. Whatever.
I know. It's crazy.
And that's why they keep doing it because they can. It.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. It makes me sad.
Yeah. I mean, and it's always at the expense of a child.
Always. Or a woman.
Or a woman.
Or a gay man.
Well, I mean, all of it.
All of it.
But I'm particularly sensitive to children.
Yeah, of course.
Because they're so powerless. And
I
know what it's like to be powerless
physically
as a child.
Either. Like nothing.
Nothing
they have no
is in
choice.
Your control. Yeah. As an adult, yes. You know, do we find ourselves in precarious situations? That we maybe should have responded differently, or we shouldn't even have to be put in the first place. Yes, but at least we have the ability to say no or try to get out if it's not a rape situation or something versus a kid.
I know. No,
they have no chance.
Agreed. Okay, so random change of subject.
Yeah.
I was reading an article, and it was not TikTok. I was reading an article.
Oh my God, you're reading?
I know, right? Every once in a while, I have to remind myself, you know, I don't have to get all of my information on TikTok. I was reading an article. There's this thing called exploding brain syndrome.
Oh God. Is it a physical explosion?
And I'm like, after I read the symptoms, I'm like, oh my God, I've experienced it.
Oh my God.
So I have had times where I'm almost asleep and I think I hear someone talking to me, like a voice, like a yelling or like a hey or something like that. And I wake up and I'm like, what? And I look around, I'm like, is Daryl? And no one's talking to
me.
I literally hear voices.
I think it's a trauma response.
It is.
Because it happens to me too.
It is a trauma response.
Oh,
and it is our brain. Our brain is literally like becoming vulnerable. And then it goes, no, no, no.
It panics.
And it panics. And so you hear voices, literal voices.
It's like it's trying to protect you.
Yes. And I wake up going, hello?
It's awful.
We have it.
I do have it. I didn't know it was, there was a name for it, but
exploding brain. I'm like, I can't wait to tell Stephanie because I know she has what I have. There's no way she doesn't have it. Yes,
I do. I think you and I probably have. There's a lot of things that I think we have are trauma that we don't even know are like because it's always been.
I told you that a therapist once said that they wanted to write a book about me, right?
No,
about our family. Ooh. Yeah, because they're like, I was
you're that level of fucked up.
I was casually mentioning our childhood, and they're like, you know, we could write a book about you and your sisters.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I don't think I want to write that book.
I don't know. It's like a book to other therapists. Like, look at this case. And that's how you'll know if you see something like this. I mean,
we have it all.
It's crazy.
We're like a fruit salad of trauma. It's insane. But you know what? It made us funny.
That's true.
And wise.
They do say that people who've gone through trauma have a tendency to be funny.
Yeah, that's how you cope
is
with it.
Deflection
it's
or
the morbidity of life and just like anything can't be any as bad. I mean, a lot of people cope with humor. Some people don't, but I mean, others like you and I, we cope by being funny.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm like, God, I wish that we had done more with our humor. Mm-hmm. I mean, we still can. We're not dead.
Yeah,
but
I know.
We have our podcast.
I love it. I do too. I mean, it's a good outlet. And
I think so. Although I think you'd be a great stand-up comedian, personally.
Oh, God, Jimmy, I could never.
What? Yes, you could.
I can't stand up in front of those people and like, no.
Those people?
Any people. People. Oh, yeah. That, oh.
People.
I can't even say it on the air, but I'll tell you anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. So. Exploding brains.
Well, our time is up. So
I know. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for listening to us talk. Please follow us. Leave a review if you'd like. Share us with your friends. We're on Instagram, TikTok, the Facebook, and Threads. I mean, we're on Twitter, but I don't go on Twitter anymore. It's just such a shit show there. I've tried so hard.
It's not Twitter. It's X.
Whatever. I call it Twitter. When I Google in Twitter, it still comes up. So there you go.
I went in there the other day. It's so scary. And I was like, what?
It's awful. It's like the National Inquirer now.
Yeah, it wasn't fun. I got out immediately. I was in there for a few minutes. And I was
like, so we're there, but I don't really go on very often. So anyway. All right. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Why didn't it go on?
Hi, your face, you're like, how come you're wearing summer clothes? Aren't you cold?